It's almost time to celebrate that special man in your life. That's right, Father's Day is Sunday. But it can also be a time of sadness and depression, especially for superheroes. Like Batman, his father was killed by a mugger. Or Superman, his dad was blown to bits along with the planet Krypton. And Wolverine, he accidentally killed his old man, shaking hands with him. This Father's Day, won't you adopt a superhero? Be their dad for a day. It's sure to cheer up an orphan superhero. Take Superman to a ball game. Invite Batman to a movie. Or have a cookout with Wolverine. He can even supply the kebabs. And let's be honest, who doesn't want Wonder Woman to call them daddy? Give an emotionally crippled crime fighter a Father's Day they'll cherish. Adopt a superhero. And the next time they save the world from certain destruction, you can say, "That's my boy!"
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
So is everybody excited for Father's Day on Sunday?
Very proud to be your son.
Happy Father's Day.
Father's Day this Sunday.
How do you want to celebrate?
Make Father's Day cards.
Happy Father's Day.
Are you the father?
You are the father.
Happy Father's Day, Daddy.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Make sure you wish your father a happy Father's Day.
It's showtime.
Yes, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do it one time. You say, "Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill," and
hello!
So you will, and then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, "Alexa, play Radio 434. Now, you can find our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. Just waddle on up to it and say, "Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast." And
hello!
She will. You can also search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can just go to our website, Radio434.com, and click on the Mike Show channel, and you'll find a link to the podcast. Pretty much anywhere you get your podcasts, just search the Mike Show VA. And so what we do is we take the live show that we do mid-mornings, and we take all the segments and we repack them into a full-length podcast, and that usually drops around noon or so. And then you can go back through, and it's like our virtual time machine. You can listen to all the episodes that we've created since we started repacking this thing as a podcast. There are hundreds and hundreds of episodes of mediocre mush that you can shove in your ear holes. It's pretty wonderful. Also, we do a video simulcast of the show, and that appears on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. And yes, coming soon, we've got our new app that'll be launching in July. So that will have the live 24/7 channel, our feature channel. That'll have the Mike Show live on the feature channel. It'll have links to the podcast. It'll have links to all our video content, including the show, plus our test drive interviews and even the Mic'd Up pop-up concert series at Three Roads. That's all. And even when we go out and do live remotes, those videos will also appear on the new app. So speaking of remotes, tomorrow we are going to be at Earth Right Mid-Atlantic off of Timberlake Road. from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It is their EV car show. We also have a test drive interview that's dropping today, and we're going to highlight CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. We're going to highlight their Honda Prologue, which is an all-electric. It's absolutely positively one of the best vehicles that I've ever driven, one of the best vehicles that I've ever ridden in. And at first glance, at first blush, even when you're riding in it, you really can't tell that it's all electric. It's just tremendous. All right. Also, on today's program, we have a visit from Matt from your Lynchburg Hillcats. Matt's going to be joining in a little bit. We also have Darius is going to be joining from Lynchburg Community Market. We're going to talk about what's going on at the market this weekend. Later on tonight, at 8 o'clock, 8 to 10 is the show. It's Prabir Trio, and they're going to be performing. It's part of the Radio 434 concert series. This is happening at the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall on Commerce Street, 722 Commerce Street. Tickets are still available, and we will we'll put up the link for you to get tickets to see Prabir Trio. I'll be your MC tonight, so come on out and see us broadcasting live and on location from the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall. All right, let's see. What are we doing on the show? Well, of course, we've got your five random facts. Of course, we've got your stupid criminals in dot news. But we've got one additional smart for one dumb. So we've got five random facts where you get smart. We've got nerd news this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. We've got that coming up as well. And the top Father's Day gifts we're Googling this year. We're going to talk about that. If you haven't gotten dad something yet, maybe you can get some ideas right here on the list. And speaking of lists, we've got our top list today. Top things old school dads say versus things modern day dads say. Okay? All right, that's all on the way. Old school dads, modern dads. Yep. We got that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Hey everybody, it's Chris, and this is Playing Here. On Friday, June 13, it's Prabir Trio at the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall at 722 Commerce Street, downtown Lynchburg. Rooted in India and sculpted by Virginia, Prabir's music is the bridge between the East and West. Traditional raga melodies from India turned into riffs played on guitar, all fused together in a harmonic and melodic presentation. Doors at 7, performance from 8 to 10. Also at the Academy Music Hall on Friday, June 20th, it's Catapult City and Koba wrapping up their Koba Pult tour. Koba Pult is the co-headlining tour of rising indie bands Koba and Catapult City. They have taken over the Central Virginia scene and are now bringing a fresh sound to the East Coast. Catapult City brings together a diverse musical sound with introspective performances. Koba has quickly gained a reputation for their high-energy live show and raw lyricism. Ending with a hometown headlining show, the Koba Pult Tour brings an unforgettable experience from your new favorite artists. Doors at 7, performance from 8 to 10. Tickets available for both shows at academycenter.org. Click on Events, then Performances. Both shows are part of the Radio 434 concert series. That's Playing Here, brought to you by Three Roads Brewing on Radio 434.
The
Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Now, an ordinary kid on Father's Day.
Father's Day. It's like Mother's Day light. Come on, is it even a real holiday? I've heard of Arbor Day, but I'm not giving a gift to a tree. Plus, Dad always tells me that he doesn't want anything anyways. Just some peace and quiet so he can watch his sports ball. That's fine, I guess. But if the Wi-Fi goes down, I'm coming for you, old man. Just kidding, Dad. I love you. Not as much as Mom, but happy Father's Day.
This has been an ordinary kid on Father's Day.
Yeah, truer words have not been spoken. all right, so, yeah, Sunday is Father's Day, and if you still haven't figured out what you're going to get Dad as a gift, well, here's what everybody else is buying. Google looked at the top trending Father's Day gifts that we've been searching for over the past month. Here are the top 10. Let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. That would be my Father's Day gift if I could pick one. Anyway, personalized socks came in at number 10 on the Google list. Silly socks have sort of become the 2025 version of buying your dad a tie. I personally would like a pair with Jerry the Cat's face on it, but that's just me. Sunglasses, number 9. Get me a pair of Ray-Bans. All right. Golf bags at number 8, swim trunks at number 7, tennis shoes at number 6, watch cases at number 5, dartboards at number 4, watches at number 3. For the cooking dad or the carving dad, engraved cutting boards, and of course, grills at number 1. They also looked at the top trending to-dos for Father's Day. I should have been dinging these off. Because I got you covered on a bunch of this. Top trending to-dos for Father's Day. Bring Dad out to our EV car show at Earthright Mid-Atlantic tomorrow. We're going to be there from 10 until 1 with some really, really cool all-electric vehicles. That's at Earthright Mid-Atlantic off of Timberlake. Tomorrow, we'll be broadcasting live and on location. So there's your car show. Comedy shows. There's one tonight at Commerce Street Theater. You can search all the information for that. Barbecues, buffets, amusement parks, go-karts, aquariums, beer tastings. Go take them out to Three Roads. Brunch. Massages.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
No, not that kind of massage. Or maybe, who knows. But you can also take them out to the ballpark with the Hillcats. So many things that you can do for Dad that isn't just a thing, okay? Give him an experience. Well, with that, is your dad old school or is he hip and modern? Well, find out with today's list. It's our top list today. Top things old school dads say versus things modern day dads say. All right, here we go. Number 1. I'm not your chauffeur. That's an old school dad. I'm not your chauffeur. Modern day dads. I'm not your Uber. Old school dads. Ready to rock and roll? Modern dads. Ready to K-pop? Top things old school dads say versus modern dads. Don't use that tone with me. That's old school dads. Modern dads. Have you taken your antidepressants? Top things old school dads say versus modern day dads. If somebody told you to jump off a cliff, would you do it? That's an old school dad. Modern dads. If somebody told you to do a TikTok challenge where you drop a cement block on your foot, would you do it? Top things old school dads say versus modern day dads. Ask your mom. Old school dad. Modern dads. Ask your other dad. I mean,
it's just two guys making out. Relax.
It's fine. Top things old school dads say versus modern day dads. Rub some dirt on it. It's an old school dad. Modern dads. Take some Adderall. Top things old school dads say versus modern day dads. I'm not sleeping. I'm resting my eyes. It's an old school dad. Modern dads. I'm not sleeping. I'm high. Top things old school dads say versus modern day dads. Do you call that racket music? That's an old school dad. Modern dads. Do you call that racket music? It's the same. The Mike Show. Finally Friday edition. Coming up, What are we going to do? We got news, and then not headline news. We'll get to that. This portion of the broadcast. You know what? If you want to get Dad something special, here's what I suggest. Get him a Jersey Mike's sub.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866. And please visit their website, freeclinicva.org, to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Ellen DeGeneres opened up about her new life in England. For example, instead of calling underlings garbage, she now calls them rubbish. TikTok banned hashtag skinny talk over eating disorder concerns. So if you're keeping track of positive things for society TikTok does, there's one. And a mom in Florida says she let her kids skip the last week of school because she doesn't see the point. The point is peace and quiet, lady. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm really happy that you're joining us here. Taking a look at tower cam position. What is that? All right, so that would be one. That would be two. I guess this is three? Yeah, okay. It's three. From the top of the bank of the James Building, looking down at the fountain and the river. I don't know what's there. All right. Let's see. Oh, conspiracy theories. I love these. Let's be honest. Most conspiracy theories are not all that believable. Let's emphasize with sound, not all that believable, no matter how far Uncle Rick goes down the rabbit hole. But there are some smaller, harmless conspiracy theories that could hold some truth. Well, BuzzFeed has them, so let's all put on our tinfoil hats. Here we go. Do we want to do these? Yeah, let's do these from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do them. Bigfoot is blurry in real life. and it's never the camera's fault. That Trader Joe's makes their parking lots small on purpose to make them seem more popular than they are. I don't know. These are conspiracy theories that you know may be harmless, but could hold some truth. That PETA is controlled opposition run by the meat industry, designed to make animal rights activists look bad. Huh? What
a delicious task that is. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, lotteries are actually traps for time travelers. I don't get that one, but we'll go with that. Other harmless conspiracy theories. The reason Disney came out with a movie called Frozen was so that when you Googled Disney Frozen, you would get information about the movie and not websites about Walt Disney's body, or his head actually, being frozen. They just froze his head. The rest of the body, what did they chuck it in the wood chipper or something? Or they just did they bury his body? If he was going to have his head frozen, sawed off and frozen so that it could be revived later at some point in the future, I don't see them cremating his body. But anyway, I digress. We could go down that rabbit hole. Other harmless conspiracy theories. That Big Bread paid toaster manufacturer. I'm not tracking on how this is written, but I'm assuming the Big Bread, okay, meaning like the Big Bread companies. Okay, I get it now. The Big Bread paid toaster manufacturers to put in a setting that's too high, so people would burn their toast and they would sell more bread. Oh, Big Bread. So meaning Big Bread, you know, organized companies. Number four on the list. Police go on Waze and leave notes about random police sightings to cause people to slow down without actually having to stay and check on people. I mean, that sounds plausible. These are some harmless conspiracy theories for you. That Area 51 is a publicity stunt by the government to hide the real testing facilities. Okay, this one is absolutely positively true. You cannot tell me or convince me otherwise that your phone's microphone, and not just your phone, but your laptop, your tablet, any device that is on the interwebs right now, that your microphone is constantly hot. And not just your microphone, I think your camera too. And that it's listening for keywords to target advertising. Target, 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 target. Watch me get a bunch of Target ads. And then finally, number one, this one's pretty funny. That Starbucks baristas are told to deliberately misspell customers' names so that people post photos on social media of how screwed up their Starbucks cup was, and it provides free advertising. I don't know. All right, let's remove the tinfoil hats. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get even smarter-er with Nerd News this weekend. Science! It's just science, don't be afraid. That's all coming up. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit danvillebhotel.com or theholbrookdanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say something. They're bound to say,
wow.
Yeah, probably. All right, here we go. Number one. There were only 25 episodes of the original Scooby-Doo, which debuted on CBS in 1969. Then 16 more were added in 1978. There has been a steady stream of reboots and spin-offs and movies ever since, but only the original 25 episodes until 1978. Number two, Alanis Morissette gets credit in the Oxford English Dictionary for creating the phrase friends with benefits. She used it in the lyrics of her song Head Over Feet in 1995. Quote, you're my best friend with benefits. Number three, during the 1960s, the Batman TV series, during that, Robin said 356 different things after the word holy. It was his catchphrase. They included holy armadillo, holy hamburger Batman, holy grammar, and holy unrefillable prescriptions Batman. Number four, the International Space Station is the most expensive thing that's ever been built. It was an estimated cost of more than $100 billion. And then, number five, because there is a toy in every Happy Meal, McDonald's is the world's largest distributor of toys. On a similar note, the biggest producer of tires in the world is Lego. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
Facts. Yep. It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. Coming up, we are going to get so much more smarter with Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very, very afraid. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Yeah, it's the Mike Show, Finally Friday edition. Darius joining us. And well, we've already done five random facts, but I still have four bonus random facts.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to four bonus facts.
Random facts, facts, facts. So when you say them, nobody will say,
wow.
No one.
Somebody will say, golly.
Golly. Number one, there's a common belief that 9 out of 10 restaurants fail in their first year. A 20-year study found it's more like 17%, or 1 in 6.
Okay.
Number three. We're skipping number two. Number three. Ronald Reagan was going to pick Gerald Ford as his running mate in 1980. But Ford, who was the president prior to Ronald Reagan, he refused to be just vice president. He wanted him and Reagan to be co-presidents. Reagan considered it, but then not. He went with George H.W. Bush instead.
Got to retire on top, can't be demoted.
Yeah, exactly. Number four, the 2000 NBA draft was so bad. How bad was it? It was so bad that advanced stats showed that the players from the draft collectively would make their teams lose a total of 17.3 games more than without those players.
You just got to cancel the draft at that point. Like, yeah, you know what? That point is we'll reconvene next year. Yeah, can we skip our pick?
Yeah, and the first pick in the NBA draft goes to, nah, we're good. Good, totally good. Wait, no, we don't want them. And then number five, Ulysses S. Grant's middle name was Ulysses. His real first name was Hiram. He swapped his first and second names when he was registering for the military because he didn't want to be known by the initials HUG. Okay. But the S was mistakenly added because there was no S in there, right? Yeah. It was Hiram Ulysses Grant. The S was mistakenly added when he got in the military because his mother's maiden name was Simpson. So it made his initials U.S. And that led him to pick the nickname Uncle Sam. You got all that?
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. And those are your four bonus random facts. anyway, we have no outro. Darius joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market. How are things down at the market?
Fantastic. Having a beautiful week. Things could not be going better down here at the market. We are excited for another great Saturday in our summer season. We know we got some rain in the forecast, but when I last checked, that's going to be in the afternoon. So our market Saturday should be dry and perfectly clear. So come on down. We'll have all of our produce, flowers, meat, cheese, eggs, bread, all the goodies. We got the Crafters Gallery open. Come out and see us. It should be a good week. So we're very excited. I'm always happy when I get to have the full house of vendors. It's awesome being out during the week. But when everybody's here, when the whole family's here, it just makes the market seem a lot more lively. So
absolutely
having everybody back down here tomorrow.
And I was going to mention, keep in mind that Sunday is Father's Day.
That's
so
correct.
If you are searching for last minute gifts for Father's Day, we read the Google top 10 of what people were looking for. We had some suggestions as well. I would go a lot further and say, look, get your dad something from the market. I'm sure he likes meat.
Oh, yeah. You got some good old ribeyes that I've seen that are coming to the market tomorrow. So plenty of stuff. Fire up the grill. Make up something good to eat. We got tons of stuff that dad will like. We got some woodworking items. So much. Dad, I've actually doing some shopping for my father as well. So definitely don't forget about dad and come down and see us.
Absolutely. And the Crafters Gallery would be a great place to find him something very, very unique. Even if it's last minute, as long as he gets it on Father's Day, he ain't going to know. So, so just get down to Lynchburg Community Market. We have saved your behind
exactly.
So many times, and now we're going to do it again. So get down to Lynchburg Community Market tomorrow. What are your hours, and then what are your hours throughout the rest of the week? Because people can go now.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2. As Mike said, our restaurants and shops are open all throughout the week, along with the Crafters Gallery. So you do not have to wait until Saturday to do any of your shopping. So come on down now.
And you can now Saturday will be for the farmers. All the vendors will be in their places and in their stations. And if you want the really, really good meats, you're going to want to visit them tomorrow as well. But, you know, if you're just picking up something last minute or picking up something from the Crafters Gallery, you want to hit up the bakery, even just grab some lunch, go to Lynchburg Community Market. They are physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg and on the interwebs. Where, sir?
We're at LynchburgCommunityMarket.com, and then we're on both Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Awesome. Well, sir, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and we look forward to seeing you at the market.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show coming up. We are going to get so much more smarter. If that could even happen, we're going to get so much more smarter with Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. Stay tuned.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. That means Matt's joining us from your Lynchburg Hillcats. How's it going?
Doing well. How you doing, sir?
Doing really, really well. This week has been I've been on the struggle bus a little bit health-wise this week. Hence the reason that we have quarantined the studio. And all of our guests this week have been virtual guests. Otherwise, you are more than welcome to come in.
I was looking forward to my, 15 minutes of fame with you down at your studio. But, yeah. I understand.
Yeah. Occasionally things happen. And that's actually why we got this video system in the first place. It came out of the pandemonium of 2020. And, because our show is so guest heavy. And then we were told, well, nobody in the building, nobody in the studio, just you. That's it. And I'm like, okay. So we had to figure it out. And I got this system back then. And it's not only come in handy for those kind of practical reasons, but it's come in handy that we can just literally immediately go Facebook Live and share our show while we're doing it on the radio and on Facebook. So it's come in handy. But that's not – yeah.
It is amazing, though, like through COVID, all the bad stuff that happened, some positives did occur, some innovative things happened. So there is some positive things that came out of that. So.
Well, absolutely. And that just demonstrates the resiliency of the human condition. Right. We can't do that. I will figure out a way to do it.
Exactly. So and
we did here. I'll emphasize with sound. And we did. There we go. Matt's joining us. Matt, how's the team doing? And let's talk about that. And let's talk about also your upcoming promotions, including Father's Day.
Yes. So right now the team's doing really well. We are currently playing the Carolina Mudcats. They were leading the first half up until 2 days ago. So we were chasing them for the last 2.5 months. And now we're two games above them. We have three games left in this homestand, and in a perfect world, if we can win this series, there's three games next week, and then the first half ends. So I'm not doing the math yet, but it's looking promising that we might make the playoffs this year.
This is awesome. That's very, very good news. Now, of course, we're not going to jinx it.
No.
And I'm knocking wood right now. Wait, is that what you're supposed to do? You're
hopefully, supposed to knock, hopefully knock nice mahogany or something for you.
Yeah, yes, it's rich mahogany. Yeah. Anyway, so team's doing well. What are the differences, I guess, or what have you observed this season from last season? Who are some of the outstanding players, or is it just really the team is just gelling very well together?
I think it's the gelling of the team. We haven't had a lot of call-ups yet, so we have the same roster, which helps because you're developing. And as you go, Carolina had a lot of call-ups last week, so that we're taking advantage of that. So I think it's just a combination of a really good team, the managers, and the really want to win. And at this level, I think at the beginning of the year, we talked about this is about development, not really winning per se. It's about making sure the guys get their reps in and they get everything they need, but the team wants to win now. They want to win the title. So
nice.
It's really cool. And they come to the games this week, the vibe's different. It's just the players are playing with more intentional. It's just different. I don't even know how to describe it. Just different.
So, and again, you know, the biggest takeaway that fans need to know is this is a development team. It's where the players learn how to be big leaguers, basically.
They learn how to struggle. Like they know that, okay, I have to go out there and pitch 4 innings today, barring no matter what. And, but now it's like, you know what? Go 6 if you can. So this is exciting.
Yeah. So the atmosphere, a little bit different, a little bit more intense, but still promotions galore and family friendly. Let's talk about this weekend.
Oh, yeah. So I got to read off this list because there's a lot going on.
Nice.
Last night we had Alzheimer's Awareness Night, which was very interesting and very impactful. Tonight we have a pirate flag giveaway. So we're really trying to tie in Pirate Days with Smith Mountain Lake. I know they just had some tragedies up there, but we're trying to tie in relationships with the Smith Mountain Lake community. Mm-hmm. So we have a pirate flag giveaway, which is exciting. Tomorrow is a big one. We have All Cancer Night. So we've done Breast Cancer Night, you know, many times, but this year we're trying to highlight all cancers. Okay. And so that's going to be a really good giveaway. Great crowd. The ticket sales for that is already incredible. And then of course fireworks. And then Father's Day, we've got a all you can eat package for families to enjoy. We have first pitch opportunities for fathers and their sons or daughters as well. And then my favorite thing we have, if you show up to the game, and you stay till the sixth inning, you're in the running for a zero turn mower from Shules.
Oh wow, that is really awesome.
I know. I mean, like, who doesn't want a zero turn? Even if you don't need it, and who doesn't want one?
Yeah. Now, have you taken it out for a spin?
I sat in it. We're not trying to put 2 miles on it. You know, we can't. Yeah. You know, but it's sitting on the concourse right now. She's gorgeous. So that's and if you're in attendance on Sunday, that's a chance to win. So
I'm sorry, Matt, you're a better man than I, because I would be riding that sucker all over the ballpark. Your grounds crew would be really irate with me.
Yes. Yeah. We don't have you over here too often because of those reasons, you know.
I would just be tearing it up. So, all right. So you can learn more about your Lynchburg Hillcats. You can check out the entire season. You can check out all the promotions and get your tickets if you just visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com and find out everything for this weekend and score your tickets. Maybe, you know, it's kind of a last minute thing and you're thinking, oh, crap. It's Father's Day. What am I going to do for Dad? Well, you can get, you know, family 4-pack or more. Take your entire family out, treat Dad, and maybe he'll win a zero turn mower.
Right. That's the thing. I mean, you buy a ticket for $10, you win a mower that's worth $5,000. I'm not good at math, but that sounds pretty good.
I think it might be a good investment. I'm not sure. But anyway, but you'll still get a great night of ball. You'll get you'll get all the promotions, fireworks this weekend as well. So, you know, check it out, Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, after this weekend, what's the schedule look like? Are you guys away? Do you have any breaks?
Yeah, we'll be away for 2 weeks.
Okay.
So we'll go to Augusta, and then we go to, I believe, Charleston, and then it's 4th of July. It's already time. And
I cannot believe it's there already.
Yep. And so we have July 4th. We're already preparing for that because we're the only fireworks show in town on the 4th. And so we it's always a great night. And so, yeah, we're already thinking about it.
Absolutely. Well, this is fantastic. Again, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Check the schedule. Get your tickets. Get your tickets this weekend. Take Dad to the ball game. Have a great time. Matt, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your partnership. And each and every Friday, either Matt or that other guy joins us to talk Lynchburg Hillcats baseball. Go Cats. And get South Puffly dipped.
You have to, of course.
Yeah, yes. probably that time of the season.
It is. Right, you know, it's bad. Ticks and fleas this year are terrible.
Yeah, they really are. It's the Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. We've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hey everybody, it's Chris, and this is Playing Here. On Friday, June 13, it's Prabir Trio at the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall at 722 Commerce Street, downtown Lynchburg. Rooted in India and sculpted by Virginia, Prabir's music is the bridge between the East and West. Traditional raga melodies from India turned into riffs played on guitar, all fused together in a harmonic and melodic presentation. Doors at 7, performance from 8 to 10. Also at the Academy Music Hall on Friday, June 20th, it's Catapult City and Koba wrapping up their Kobapult tour. Kobapult is the co-headlining tour of rising indie bands Koba and Catapult City. They have taken over the Central Virginia scene and are now bringing a fresh sound to the East Coast. Catapult City brings together a diverse musical sound with introspective performances. Koba has quickly gained a reputation for their high-energy live show and raw lyricism. Ending with a hometown headlining show, the Kobapult Tour brings an unforgettable experience from your new favorite artists. Doors at 7, performance from 8 to 10. Tickets available for both shows at academycenter.org. Click on Events, then Performances. Both shows are part of the Radio 434 concert series. That's Playing Here, brought to you by Three Roads Brewing on Radio 434.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Do, 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 do. Oh, set the audio. There we go. Now it's in stereo. Take two. All right, time once again for Nerd News. This weekend, science. Just science, don't be afraid, or be very, very afraid. Covering the most important news for your brains, here's a quick rundown from this week. All right, in not so sweet news, a study found drinking sugar is worse than eating it because of how our body processes food versus how it processes liquids. Even if it's the same amount of sugar, soda is more likely to give you diabetes than a candy bar. Good Lord. In gym rat news, a study found that if you're trying to lose weight, you should do cardio after you lift. A lot of people do the opposite. They use cardio as their warm-up, but they found that weightlifting followed by cardio seems to work better. It's because lifting weights burns all the sugar stored in your muscles, and then your body has to start burning fat to get you through the cardio exercise. In moon news, the killer asteroid that will miss us in 2032 could still hit the moon. Yeah. And the odds just went up again. There's now a 4.3% chance of lunar impact. But even if it happens, it's not a big enough bump to alter the moon's orbit. However, we will see a big boomer on the moon. In deep breathing news, a study found the way we breathe through our nose is unique, like fingerprints. Researchers created a wearable device that can ID people with a 97% accuracy based only on their breathing. It's better than a lot of voice recognition systems. Huh. And then Tao's like, stop breathing on me. At night. Anyway, or in the daytime, or whenever. Just stop breathing. Let's see. In AI news, OpenAI's Sam Altman claims we've hit the tipping point with AI and that the hard or at least likely part is done. He predicted we'll see the first AI with novel insights next year, meaning new ideas we've never thought of. And by 2027, we might have robots that can do tasks in the real world. Now, this stat is not fun. Hey, nobody has seen iRobot. Nobody's seen The Terminator. Nobody. They're just totally oblivious to it. They just haven't seen it. And they have no idea. And AI is going...
You idiot!
Yeah, exactly. This stat is fun, too. He revealed, Sam Altman, revealed how much energy ChatGPT uses each time you ask it something. 0.34 watt hours, or enough power for an oven for just over a second. It also uses 1/15 of a teaspoon of water. I don't know how. Anyway, and that's Nerd News this weekend. Science! Just science. All right, this portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Let's go directly to viral videos. A video has gone viral of a guy named Mikey out of Cape Town teaching the world how to cut an avocado so it won't go brown. Basically, you cut the top off by making a cup out of the avocado. That way, less of the avocado is exposed to air, I guess. Here, check it out.
All right, when you cut an avocado, that exposes a lot of surface area, tending to get brown a lot quicker. So what you do is you slice your avocado, and then as you use it, you just scoop it out, drop it on your toast, and you just drop it right on a little plate or bowl or whatever, and it keeps it from going brown.
Huh, interesting. A group of tourists are now getting heat after they recorded approaching a wild bison. They recorded approaching a wild. The wild bison wasn't approaching them. They were approaching the wild bison with their baby. Here are the people that recorded what happened. Rob and Jennifer Gunderson weighing in.
Honestly, it was shocking. I can understand if you want to go up and think you can get close to a bison, but to bring a small toddler.
There's signs everywhere, but yet nobody pays attention to them. I get it as an adult. You're thinking, oh, it won't happen to me, but you're going to do it with your kids. That's what really dumbfounded us on all of it.
Yeah, really. Okay, let's skip that. We're going to use that for stupid criminals. This is huge. This is huge news. Mel Brooks released a teaser for Spaceballs 2, which is set to come out in 2027. Here is Mel Brooks' announcement at the end of the very first teaser they released for the movie.
After 40 years, we asked, what do the fans want? But instead, we're making this movie. May the Schwartz be with you.
I can't wait. Let's see. Are we going to a comedian? Well, let's go to sports first. The Edmonton Oilers tied up the Stanley Cup final at 2 games apiece with a win against the Florida Panthers last night, ending the game with a record-breaking goal. In overtime, Leon Draisaitl, here, let me get a pronunciation for this guy. Sorry, guys, if they're not a Penguin, then I'm not going to know. Here, wait. Where's our pronunciation lady? Lord. Here, say it.
Leon Draisaitl.
Draisaitl?
Leon Draisaitl.
Draisaitl. Draisaitl. All right, Leon.
Leon Draisaitl.
Okay. Anyway, take two. In overtime, Leon Draisaitl scored his fourth postseason goal of the year, setting a new NHL record. And check out the call to see if I got the name right.
He moves it out of his zone. Bouchard with it for the Oilers. Now Ekholm. Bot calls it. Cross-ice pass. Draisaitl puts it in. Score! Leon Draisaitl in overtime. The Edmonton Oilers tie the series 2 games apiece. The Oilers come back from 3 goals down after 1. Draisaitl sets an NHL record with his 4th overtime goal of this postseason.
All right. Sounds exciting. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Let's see. Comedian Geechee Guy is a one-liner machine. That's all he does. Here, listen.
You like my jacket? I was going to wear my camouflage jacket, but I couldn't find it. I saw a guy one time wearing a camouflage hat. You gotta wonder where his head is at. I like camouflage jokes. You know how come? You don't see him coming. My old school R&B station has been sending me mixed signals. I don't know if I'm supposed to get down on it or get up off of that thing. I have a nice waist. I get complimented on my waist all the time. I was talking to these girls at a club. Soon as I left, she turned to her buddies and said, "What a waste."
All right, there you go. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but quickly and vigorously give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid and wrap up the show. Who's sponsoring? Oh, yeah. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or TheHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. A guy in Indianapolis got caught shoplifting from a Family Dollar store on Monday morning and initially got away. No word on what merchandise or whatever he stole, but it's Family Dollar, so it couldn't have been worth all that much. An employee named Jerome Stepp wasn't having it, though. Once the police were called, he decided to go look for the guy himself. Found him 15 minutes later, just a few blocks away, and shot him in the butt.
No!
Another employee was with Jerome when it happened. Police said it was his fiance. They both work at Family Dollar. He fired two shots and the guy dropped the stolen merchandise when the second one hit him in the backside. It's not clear what kind of charges he's facing, but Jerome is the one who's really in trouble. Turns out you can't just go shooting people for shoplifting. He's facing two felony charges for aggravated battery and criminal recklessness. I think we have sound on this.
I understand you were wounded. Where were you hit?
In the buttocks, sir.
Yeah. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A police officer, a paramedic, and two Good Samaritans pulled a 68-year-old woman from a burning car in New York on Sunday. Her car was on the side, on its side, and fully engulfed in flames. Here's the Good Samaritan, Nathan Felix, and Officer Carl Vasquez talking about the rescue.
Standing in the fire extinguisher, and then immediately I just ran to the car. The way I heard that lady screaming, like, it felt like it was like either my mom or my aunt or something like that.
Jumped out of his car to assist and legitimately put his life in jeopardy. He did an amazing job.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. All right, so tonight you can join us at the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall at 722 Commerce Street. Premier Trio debuts at the Music Hall. It's going to be an incredible night of music. The doors open at 7 o'clock. Performance from 8 until 10. I will be your MC. And you can just come on out. Tickets are available at academycenter.org, or you can purchase them at the door. But if you buy them online, you'll get a reduced rate. Tickets are $10. I believe they're $12 at the door. So get your tickets tonight for a Premier Trio. That is at the Academy Music Hall, 722 Commerce Street in downtown Lynchburg, with Premier Trio. And then tomorrow, and let me pull this up, because of course I had Premier pulled up, but right, Mid-Atlantic. There we go. Get rid of that. Get rid of that. And there's this. Let's find their events. Sorry, guys. I know we're running really, really late. No. Another minute or so is not going to make a difference now, is it? All right. Here we go. Come on out and join us tomorrow. Get rid of that. Come on out and join us tomorrow. We are going to be broadcasting live and on location from Earthright Mid-Atlantic. It is their Drive Electric EV event. You can join us between 10 and 1. We've got an EV car show, plus we will have prizes and giveaways with the prize wheel, including your chances to win family four-packs of Lynchburg Hillcats tickets. We also have free Jersey Mike subs for you as well, so stop on out. We even have the Three Roads $3 ticket or $3 tokens there that you can win as well. That's all for coming out to Earthright Mid-Atlantic. It is off of Timberlake Road. We're going to be broadcasting live and on location tomorrow for their Drive Electric EV car show from 10 until 1. So that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike. Ciao!
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
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 Four.
Three.
Four.